expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It's morning, Shasta County. Good morning, Summer Moon. I'm not sure what are you on, the deaf one or what? Is that better?
Try it again.
Is that better?
That's better. Whoa.
I didn't have it turned up. I never touched it. In fact, whoa.
I don't have a hearing problem.
All of a sudden, her hair went straight up and her ears popped off.
Holy moly. Wow.
Well, we've got an exciting show for you guys today. I don't know if exciting is the right word, but it's definitely a fast-moving, fast-paced show. There's so much to cover. We've been gone for a week. We're under the weather. It is Sunday, November 22nd, 2020. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson. Excuse me. With my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, an endless ball of energy, the immovable object, the unstoppable force of nature. She's seen more BS than a mainstream media newscast on the voting.
That's right. Good morning, and good morning to Ashley in there.
That's right.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
We have Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great gal, seventh Dan Samurai Ninja Warrior, panic button master. Yeah.
I am on it today.
She is with it.
She's in a zone.
I had Terry, I had to give him the look a couple of times. He was getting riled up.
Yeah, I heard that. What can I say? Can I say F? What can I use F?
Yeah, you all
we'll try to be good.
A lot of trouble.
No verbs.
Yeah.
No verbs or action words today.
I think mostly it's the adjectives that are
adjectives
screwing with us here.
We are brought to you by our great sponsors, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, licensed and bonded. You can call them at 530-605-9575.
And are you done?
Yep.
North State House Buyers. They buy houses in any condition in Redding, Shasta Lake, Anderson, and Cottonwood areas. There are no commissions or fees, no obligation whatsoever. So if you're needing to downsize or you know somebody that needs to downsize, or maybe they need to get rid of some property because of everything that's going on and need a little extra cash in their pocket, give them a call. Their number is 530-324-5175.
Wow. With that said.
And we do have David.
Yeah.
On the line. He's not in the studio with us this morning, but we've got him on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I've been feeling a little bit under the weather, but there's just too much doggone information to get to. I can't
well,
stay away.
There you have it. So, well,
there's nothing going on.
I think where I want to start here is I want to start with let's go with the COVID stuff to start with. Using the test to justify the not overwhelmed services or deaths is where I want to talk about, and. And you sound like you might have some experience there, Dave. Can you give us an update on what's going on?
So, yeah, it's actually been pretty interesting because, as you know, I got sick last week, probably around Wednesday, and was feeling a little bit under the weather, had a fever, had some of the other symptoms. So stayed home and stayed away from it all. Still have a little bit of a cough that I'm trying to fight through some. But for 5 separate days, I was trying to get tested, and these testing places are just not doing it. I mean, you've got, like, I'd say probably like 4 or 5 appointments you can make in the morning, and that's it. And most of them are already full. So you're talking about maybe setting your appointments for 4 days ahead of time. Right now I still have an appointment scheduled for tomorrow to get tested, but at that point, what the heck is the point? Do I really want to go in and get tested when I'm 2 days away from my 14-day mark and might have to quarantine again?
For another 14?
It makes no sense.
Well, and again, you know, the tests are used is the justification, you know, if you test positive for the shutdowns, the curfews, you know, the businesses, everything. And you have to wonder when you look at the relationship to the death and the hospital beds that are in play and everything else, you have to wonder, why would you want to get tested at all? Because, you know, our death rate is actually, I believe at this point, and I'm going to clip I've got to play here with some more information on it, is, you know, running on the same 1% par that it did last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting about it is the flu cases, the cases of flu death, way, way down this year. It's almost as if, like, you know, never has been going on this year for some reason. Now, there is two interesting cases that I ended up seeing that went through recently. One was them, they said that excuse me, they said that the COVID cases may actually be decreased if you've had a normal cold recently. And there's about 300 antibodies that are expressed once you go through and you get COVID afterwards to help keep you from getting COVID. Now, there was a study that I saw that was actually came across by accident in their study to where they saw that a lot of people who had just a common cold also ended up having some of these immunities to it. So it's once again the body that's actually going through and actually giving you your immunities that you need to be able to beat this thing. But also, there's one from the Washington Examiner yesterday where researchers withdrew a study showing mask efficacy after increased cases in areas observed. So that was an interesting study. The authors have withdrawn this manuscript because there's increased rates of SARS-CoV-2 cases in the area we originally analyzed in this study. The updated abstract of the study titled Decrease in Hospitalizations of COVID After Mask Mandates. And so they ended up withdrawing the study after it ended up coming up and having all these people still getting it worse.
Well, I've got an article that I did post on the Facebook, and I'll post it on Parler and Twitter and every place else. And you can go to my Parler account at Kent Mark at Kent Mark. Just look for the Superman and the Clark Kent if you're trying to figure out if it's the right one. And what I've got here is this is from Summit News. Top pathologist claims coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Now, this is not just some schmo. The top pathologist is Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, and he told government officials in Alberta during a Zoom conference that the current coronavirus crisis is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Now, this is the guy, okay, you know, that's actually, he's an expert in virology, and he pointed out that his role as CEO of a biotech company that manufactures the COVID tests means that he might know a little bit about what he's talking about. And we're back to the blackout of the mainstream media. Uh-huh. And we were just talking with Terry and Wynn as they left. You know, the real deal is it's not that the people don't show up for these things. It's not that the people, you know, jump lockstep in with the lefts and the Dems and all that stuff at whatever level across the country in California. What it is it's the perpetration of the non-existent fake news media that reports on nothing. That's the problem in a nutshell, because it doesn't matter if the whole country rises up. Look what happened with this last election. You had guys across the country, both parades, all this stuff, and that got little or no play in the media, and none on the mainstream media. And then, you know, they're showing up in droves and droves and droves, and then Biden wins. I mean, come on, how do we reconcile that? It comes back to the mainstream media in perpetrating these hoaxes. For what ends? Well, that's something
that's
we can talk about too.
Well, that's where they get their pay from, is the people that are telling them to do it.
Okay.
Two things on Dr. Fauci real quick. So one, the most true statement I've ever heard him say is he said that Santa Claus is immune to COVID and it's not going to bother him at all. So that is probably the most true statement I have ever heard him say.
Well, Fauci's a moron. He really is. He's a political tool. So.
Well, what's interesting is the World Health Organization now is not advising shutdowns because of the economic death and economic problems that it causes. Now, Fauci is directly going against that, as is the media, by turning around and saying, oh, we were advising shutdowns and the rest of this. We now have people that are saying we need another 4 to 6 week shutdown, and they're selling out our future children and our future American citizens to turn around and supposedly do all these stimulus checks and just write and mandate money. And what's interesting to me is over this last month, holy moly, the amount of people that are talking about the Great Reset and Build Back Better.
What is that all about?
We're not far from that either.
We got Alyssa on the line too, but I want to play a real short clip and then we'll go to Alyssa. I want to play a real short clip, and this is 30 seconds, and this is from the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau. And this, to me, is a partial explanation as to what's going on, but I think that this is coming straight from the horse's mouth, if not other parts. And are we ready there? So here's Kevin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, and his take on what's going on.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
I think
Getting back better means
let me shut that down. I think that, I mean, they're talking about the 2030 agenda. They're talking about pre-pandemic. This gives them an opportunity to get back on track with their reset, their climate change. Oh, and of course they have to throw the heart-stringing poverty crap in there to make sure that you have to feel good about it. You know, but the real deal is they want to reset and take over into a communist world government. And I don't know, maybe the Chinese are involved in there someplace. I don't know. There's money going everywhere in everybody's hands. But I think that says it all. And anybody who's denying that these guys are trying to do a reset and change our government, you know, whether it's the testing, whether it's the fact that, you know, we got a curfew going, you know, we've been going on this, 8 months now, and it's supposed to be a 15-day slow the curve crap. You know, this whole thing is complete BS. And if you guys with your face diapers out there can't see that you're being punked, you're morons. It's really true. Or you don't care about the truth. Or you're so afraid that, oh, God, like the calls.
Well, that's
in on the,
a lot of it. People are so afraid that they won't even think for themselves. They won't even go out and do anything about it.
I mean,
hear
some of the calls into the Board of Supervisors? Oh, save us. Oh, save us. We got Newsom's orders are going to save us. In the meantime, he's not having frickin' dinner.
And how can he do anything anyway?
Well, how can he do anything?
What's interesting, too, about this is that when you go through and you look at who was with Newsom at that dinner,
it's some
of the health experts that were advising these things.
Right.
Yeah. No masks, big parties. Now we're expected to not have people over? Like, really, what are we doing? Is this going to become the Hunger Games after the 10th person shows
these people,
up at your house?
Exactly.
It's so dishonest. Anyway,
we need to go to our caller. We got Alyssa on the line. Good morning.
It's actually spelled with an E, by the way. Alyssa, are you there?
Hey, Mark.
I wanted to get you on here because I'm going to play your clip that you put in last night. I think it's brilliant, by the way. I think I'm going to consider you one of my new heroes. And, you know, I mean, you got to the point, you got to the facts, you got to, you know, you explained everything. So let's play about a 30-second, 45-second clip, and then I want you to kind of jump in there a little bit here. This is Alyssa, and she's from the Open Shasta Coalition, and I think she's, you know, this is some straight talk that people out there want to hear, or should hear, if they don't want to hear it. And this tells the truth about this, so here we go. Hold on.
Hey, Shasta County.
There we go.
It's Alyssa, and here we go. As we may finally be experiencing our long-awaited spike of COVID cases, stay calm and let's look at the facts. First fact, cases do not mean infection. They simply indicate a positive test, period. So remember that there are also many false positive tests. Just look to America's frontline doctors for details on that. But validity of the PCR tests aside, cases still do not indicate severity. And when the numbers are soon to be 4,000 cases in Shasta County, those are not active. Those are cumulative since March. So stop letting the number drive your fear. Because if you want to be afraid, just know, and insert ominous news media voice here, the number is probably twice as high as that from unreported cases. Okay, so are you twice as scared? No. Like we've been saying since May, stop with the cases. Look at ICU capacity, hospitalizations, and deaths. So let's start with deaths.
Go ahead. Let's start with death, Alyssa. What do you, you know, I've posted this on my Facebook page, Parler, and every place else I can post it, because I think it's important to understand what's going on. But what say you?
Well, thanks again, Mark and Linda, for having me on this morning. And yeah, I mean, there's just so much panic happening right now as we see the numbers go up that it's important to put it in perspective. So I just took the information from cdph.gov. And I'm looking at year over year from 2017, 18, 19 to 2020. I'm looking at our month over month. Are we increasing and our average death rates are dropping? And they're pretty stable. They have gone up a little bit over the last couple of months. I'm not a statistician, but it doesn't look like it's statistically significant. And so the point I'm trying to make is, you know, in the last 3 years, we average 2,495 deaths per year. That's due to all causes. We are still on track, even if we have another 500 deaths over November and December, and in fact, we should expect at least that many. We're still on track for 1% death morbidity rate in Shasta County. So this isn't unprecedented. And people, you know, if they wouldn't go to Thanksgiving because it was flu season, then they shouldn't probably go now. But if that wouldn't keep you from going and enjoying time with family and friends, then, you know, practice proper hygiene and go boost your immune system and get some oxytocin from hanging out with family and friends while you're at it.
Isn't it crazy? Because, I mean, people are justifying this lockdown, a shutdown of our economy. Basically, the economy is being sunk across the board, across the nation, and the
whoa,
I'm not sure what that was, and the deaths and the severity do not warrant it. I know I've got a family friend, I mean a family member that just got it, and he's got an underlying condition, and he's coming out of it. He's doing fine. So should you know? Here's the one thing I can guarantee you about life: you're not going to get out alive. And
we're not guaranteed one day. You know, one day more than today, even. But and that is another point that is separate and that I know people will disagree with. But no number of deaths justify this tyranny and the taking away of our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that includes property. That includes our business. We have to be entrusted to make the best decisions for our own bodies. We don't need a ruler to do that. So as much as I like to focus on these facts and help people calm down, you know, even as we will see an increase in death and illness for the next 2 months, what's going to happen in Shasta County is going to peak. But again, it's not unprecedented, and never, no number of deaths justify a lockdown that we're seeing now.
Well, you know, the excuse is that every person counts. One death is too many. But what they failed to talk about is, what about everybody else? One guy dies of COVID, so let's shut down, you know, how many people live in Shasta County that own businesses that are out of work? How many kids how many of their kids are you know, don't have food on the table anymore?
Yeah, they don't report the other side of it, that the people that are suffering are dying because of...
How much suffering is okay with relationship to one death of COVID? I mean,
well, and even if it's not COVID, well, then if every life matters, I mean, we still have an average of 2,500 deaths a year.
Right.
We cannot prevent those. So whether it's from COVID or the flu or pneumonia or
heart attack, diabetes, take your pick.
I mean, it could be anything.
Yep.
It could be anything. The fact is, we can't stop death. We can't stop illness. We've never, ever stopped it before. Why would we expect to do it now? So we need to go back to what we know. We need to go back to our foundation and, take care of ourselves, make good choices for ourselves, our neighbors, our families, practice good hygiene, and be considerate. It's just so simple.
And it is simple.
And none of those require a mandate.
It is so simple. And how much, I mean, why would we exacerbate this situation, make it 10 times worse than it is from an economic standpoint, from a human resources standpoint, from logistics standpoint? I mean, what do you think is going to happen when all the shelves empty out because our economy has collapsed? Is one death worth a 1,000 deaths, 50,000 deaths? It's the same thing. You know, the treatment is worse than the disease.
Yeah. Well, and we've said before, you know, if every death, if every life matters, then every, you know, then we're not open till we're open. Every business matters. You know, where do you draw the line on that? We need to prioritize everyone. It's asinine. We've never done something like this before, and there's a reason. There's a reason we haven't done this before, because it violates our freedom. So, I agree with you completely. And again, here in Shasta County, and this isn't the same in every county in California, but we are still statistically absolutely stable. So we need to open up. We need to move forward.
Well, and it doesn't work. I mean, I've got an article here from a top pathologist, one of the guys at the biotech company manufactures the COVID test, saying this is crap. This is completely unwarranted. This is a dangerous game. And what's interesting about all of the cures that these people are all promoting is government control of everything. You know, one of the guys I was on Facebook with says, well, I didn't give up any of my rights. What are you talking about? They initiated pretty much martial law over the state of California, over the United States. You know, everybody's in a lockdown. Everybody's in COVID. You can't go to a grocery store without a mask. You know, you can't go out at night, according to these guys. What do you mean you didn't give up any rights? We're giving up all of our rights in an open-ended emergency that has no way of ending.
People don't know what their rights are.
Well, and let's talk, too, a little bit about the polio outbreak in 1929.
Oh, hold on. You guys are talking over each other. So go ahead, Dave, and then we'll come back to Alyssa.
Sorry. She patched me back in, so we had less interference, but I couldn't hear her on her side.
Oh, well.
Okay, so the polio outbreak in 1949 to 1952, that was a period of time to where there's far fewer people alive at the time. We don't have as many people, and yet we ended up seeing alarming rates of people actually being infected and affected by the polio virus. And so just look at this. We had 57,628 cases reported. 3,145 died, and 21,269 experienced paralysis. I mean, you want to talk about a virus that was going through a population that had an almost 40% paralysis rate and a death rate that was like around 6-7% of the people that caught it either died and 40% got paralyzed, and we didn't shut down then. People, we are not dealing with something right now that is on this scale. What we're dealing with right now is pretty much, if you are a healthy, normal human citizen, is a 99% survival rate across the board, and it's actually getting better.
Yeah, the flu, and then they shut down the cures and everything. But go ahead, Alyssa. Yeah, go ahead and chime in.
Oh, I mean, I agree with the other callers completely. And again, I think what we have to remember, even as we engage in looking at, you know, the stats and trying to calm people down, is again the foundational issue here, which is, we never authorized this lockdown, and it's tyrannical, and we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and people need to really start begin to understand what that means and why this is wrong.
And it suspends the, suspending the Constitution. There's no legal remedy. It's not legal to do that. Just because you have an emergency doesn't mean you suspend the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
I think it was, and now I can't remember who it was that said, you know, there's no pandemic exception to the Constitution and its Bill of Rights.
And here's an interesting factoid. Okay, Elon Musk came out this last week, and this is, you can Google this, and he had four tests in one day. Two came out positive and two came out negative. So he's like, well, this is a bunch of crap.
Well, what's important, too, about that is not only did he have four tests on the same day, he had four tests from the same lab, the same technician, the same day. So it's faulty.
Wow.
It was clearly faulty. And then you also had, it was either an actor or a singer. She tested positive in one nostril and tested negative in the other nostril.
I mean,
we're being told that this thing is going to absolutely kill everybody and it's the most viral thing ever. And give me a doggone break.
Right.
So it's one nostril and not the other. And why do I got to stick something so far up my nose or swab around 10 times when it's so viral that it's going to be there?
But
if I just... I should just be able to cough on it.
But
isn't
this in the rules, though? Isn't this in the rules that the shutdowns, the tears, the purple tears, are all based on how many people come back positive in the tests and nothing else? Is that true, Alyssa?
That is true, and that's why even though they're reporting how many negative tests we had as well, the positive tests do not indicate an infection, nor do they indicate severity. I think there's a report somewhere floating around out there that 50% of people who have COVID never even knew they had it. So why are we using cases to justify anything? It's the most abstract number in the world right now, and yet we're justifying the destruction of people's businesses, their mental health, over an abstract number. We need to look at hospitalizations and ICU and mortality rates.
Well, and this wouldn't be like have anything to do with the reset, our Prime Minister of Canada said, who we are finding out now.
Well,
next
people got to realize when are they going to stop?
Yeah.
If you don't do something, where are they going to stop? What's going to be the next pandemic? What's going to be the next lockdown? What's going to drag it out more?
Well, we're setting precedents here for
yeah.
the world takeover.
You know, you've
got to
stop
rights.
And look at that.
So,
yeah, and where it's going to go. You think that it's just going to go away?
Well,
you know? If you go get your COVID test?
I kind of want to switch gears a little bit here.
Well, you're going to have to go to a break. Sorry.
Okay. Let's go to a break.
Pick it up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Thanksgiving is coming. Football, food, and fun.
And it's a lot of work.
Not this year. Black Bear Diner will be open, and we can let them do the cooking. Head over for the patio dining or order online to bring it to your own cave. Choose from traditional holiday entrees with all the fixings or grab a holiday family meal to go and feed up to four people. Pre-order starting on Monday at blackbeardiner.com or from your favorite delivery service. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Full menu of Black Bear favorites also available.
Black Bear Diner.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Sorry, bud.
That's a little old Boz Scaggs there, man. I found that in the vault. That's good stuff. We've got a breakdown ahead. That's where we're headed. So
yeah, we certainly do.
Ashley came in during the break and just pointed out something huge that I think is, very telling. You know, when we're talking about, we didn't give up any of our rights. Look at what's going on around there. Let's see. The First Amendment. You got five rights, okay? You got freedom of the press. Has that kind of been a breakdown here lately? You got censorship. They're not reporting the news. Been stifled. Okay. Redress of grievances. How's that working out?
Pretty stifled.
Assembly. Stay at home. You can't have more
you
than
can't
10
even
guys.
Go to church.
Can't, that would be the next one, wouldn't it? Gee, religion.
Yeah, can't it go together?
And then the last one is freedom of speech. So how's that working out if you're shut down in every platform by the big companies on speech? You know, they're shutting down the president. They took away his Twitter account is what I'm hearing today. I haven't verified that yet. But come on, guys. I mean, really? Is your head so far up your keister that you can't see what they're doing? I don't.
That was my point at the end before we went to break. When are they going to stop?
Yeah, pull your.
Oh, yeah, hello. We've lost most of our rights. Are they right on the verge of being totally lost?
They're lost if we stop exercising them.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to not comply. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do the curfew. Pull off your face diaper.
Well, how can Newsom even do that? Doesn't he have a lawsuit? That he couldn't do anything?
Well, he had an injunction that was put against him. He did a little judge shopping on appeal, and then they halted the injunction. I'm not sure where that's at. You got Kevin Kiley and Gallagher. You know, we'll have more on that. But, so we've got the King Czar.
So you're going to listen to somebody? Yeah, okay.
Czar Gavin down there, or, Gavin Mussolini, whatever you want to call him. You know, he's right there in line with AOC. squad. So
with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Greetings. Hello. Hey. Hi. And how are you guys this morning?
We are good. You? Well,
fun never stops.
Well, that's what I try to make it fun every day. Try to make people laugh and be positive. And boy, is that tough these days.
Yeah,
it can be.
What you got, Troy?
I don't have my script with me because I usually try to stay with a script. So let me try to get my head together here. The weekend radio shows, all of them, the other guys on Saturday morning and all the ones on Sunday morning are so good and so informational, so common sense, but a lot of people don't get the message. I don't have access to the internet, so what I do, and this is maybe the case with some of your other listeners, I have cards in my pocket with all your guys' information, contact information, and I pass those out to people that want them and some that don't.
Absolutely. That's awesome, buddy.
Yeah, trying to get the word out because I don't have any access at all to any internet stuff. So just tell you people out there that are listening that get the word out. And I'm going to go down. I did it once before. I'm going to go to the radio station here in the up there. I was at Alta Mesa and then the TV station. And put in writing some ideas I have and what you guys are talking about and ask them, how come we don't hear about any of this from you guys?
Well,
none of this stuff is brought up by your guys'.
Well, we don't parrot Fox News, and I think from this last election, there's a ton of people that are just woke up to the fact that Fox News shapes the narrative too. They're not the good guys. You know, they withhold stories. You know, they got to come out with stuff that's, you know, argumentative and abrasive so people watch because you want to see them jump on the next guy. But when it comes down to the real stuff that matters, should he concede the election or who won the election or the voter fraud that is just huge across the country, and we're going to talk about that too. They just go, hey, you know, just concede and give it to these guys. What?
Right. It's just stupid. Anyway, just keep getting the word out. I'm doing all I can, and I hope we all do. We've got to stay in the fight. Keep this up. Anyway, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Troy.
All right. We appreciate what you're doing for us, Troy.
What do you guys?
That's awesome.
Okay. Very good. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you? I'm sure you have something to say, Dave, about that.
You know, in regards to a lot of these things, like so. In regards to the tyranny and the medical stuff, what you see is you see the same people that want to impose regulations on you are the same people that go get blowdowns, are the same people that go have birthday parties with their mm-hmm. friends, are the same people that go to their funerals of their friends when they tell people that nobody can do the same for anybody
right.
else. This is from yesterday. New York Democratic leaders caught masks at private party despite COVID restrictions. This is taking place in all of these places which are being tyrannical, and they're going out and making these mandates and then violating them themselves. This is what we see in all of these corrupt countries that are third world countries to where they shut these individuals down. They shut down your livelihood, shut down your business, shut down your ability mm-hmm. to move. Now in California, now we've got mandates and I'm forgetting what the name of it is, but the you can't go out at night and otherwise.
You.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything past 10 o'clock, curfew.
Yeah, curfew.
That's what it is.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's off the charts. I mean, I kind of want to switch gears here. Alyssa's not on the line anymore, and I wanted to ask her this question, but she had to go. And I want to talk a little bit about the money that's going to the chamber through the COVID money, you know. And I have a couple of questions. I'm not throwing any stones here as much as I want to ask the questions. I mean, you know, we know that the Board of Supervisors, basically told us that they're out of money. There's nothing there. But then I see that they're trying to purchase a $4 million building, and then you go back to the COVID money and 12 million of it went to staff health and human services.
They found the money and then it went to the staff
and
not to the people in the community.
And then and I could be wrong on these figures, but then I also hear $200,000 went to the Chamber of Commerce in order to facilitate the money going out to the businesses. And I'm just wondering can we get some numbers on that? Because did the only businesses that get the money are in the Chamber of Commerce? Is this kind of like...
No, that would have nothing to do with
it. Yeah,
I'm
just wondering. And why would you give money to the Chamber of Commerce to facilitate this anyway? Why wouldn't that go just directly to the businesses to help them? Why are they even in the mix? And where's all this money coming from?
Yeah, why are they over control of the money and who it goes to and how it's spent?
So my point is that I don't trust these guys, any of them, as far as I can throw them. And it looks to me like there's a bunch of things going on. I don't know if there's a hidden account over at the Board of Supervisors.
And why are they buying another building? Don't they have Stillwater out there? How many years? The big plug of Stillwater that you got to go buy more property?
No, but that's just raw land.
Why does a city our size need a building that's like our Taj Mahal city building there? What was the sense of that?
Well,
flaunt how great your city building is? I mean, how about you actually invest that in the community? How about you give tax breaks to businesses that are suffering right now? Why are you taxing businesses that are closed in the first place? And
right.
This is not just a local issue. This is how about this? California could see a $26 billion windfall, followed by growing deficits, analysts say.
That's all baloney.
This is as of November 18th. Sacramento, California state budget faces a dramatic boom in bus period over the next 4 years, analysts say.
Okay, you know, let's go with some common sense here, Dave. How many businesses are leaving California? How many people are leaving California? I mean, they're shutting down all the business. We've been in a coronavirus with a business shutdown for the last 6-8 months. Their revenue has got to be tanking in, and now they're talking about a boom? These guys are living in la-la land, but I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Yes.
You got something for us?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
You need to get closer to your phone or something. It's hard to hear you. If you would, please.
Yeah. This is Steve. You hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, it's better.
Yep, that's a little better.
Okay. I'm up here in Wairika, and we're fighting a battle awful hard. I really appreciate you guys' show. I try to listen to it every week. And, you know, we have 23 counties in the state of Jefferson, and if every one of those counties held their taxes money back from Sacramento, like Dr. DeNuca is trying to put across, and Wynn Carpenter brought it up 4 years ago. But if we championed that movement and tried to get the word out to 23 counties, that's a lot of money holding from California. California is owned by the Chinese, and people have to understand that. Newsom does not work by the Constitution. He works by the money he gets from the Chinese. And Pelosi or Pelosi, whatever the
Pelosi?
Yeah. That lady.
Freudian slip right there.
Right, yeah. So, and then the other thing, too, I'd like to mention is the constitutional sheriffs. If the people understood the power of the constitutional sheriff, he's an elected official of the county. The people stand behind him. He has to act to the people. And they take each individual county back away from California, and we do what we need to do to have our sovereign counties.
I totally agree with you, Steve, but here's what I'm going to add to this. I think we have a bigger problem right now that's causing all of these other problems other than banking, and we're not going to go into that. But here's what I think is the problem, and this is why this is so important, this election. Through this Dominion software, and we know the Dominion software has been used in all the counties. I mean, it's used in Shasta County. We know it's used in California. And this software has been causing massive voter fraud across the board.
We know that.
So that's how these guys keep getting elected. I don't think it's the people not showing up. All you got to do is pay Dominion a bunch of money, and all of a sudden your guy wins. And that connects
directly. They don't even have to pay him. They can just change it.
No, they pay him.
I know, but they don't. Whoa, they don't have to.
Well,
they can change it.
But it doesn't matter. They pay these guys to fix the elections through their software, and so they're making money doing it. And so that, and the reason I say that that's important to understand that they pay for it is because it happens on both sides of the aisle. You got the Republicans that pay for the software in their districts, as well as the Democrats that pay for the software in their district. And if they're approved, and everybody, you know, in the Dominion company wants to go along with them, you know, because we talk about the rhinos like Mitt Romney, and we talk about Collins. You know, they keep getting reelected all the time. And anytime something says up, well, the Republicans are jumping in on the bandwagon, you know, it's nonpartisan, when it's total crap. And the only one, and the ones they cite are always Mitt Romney and Susan Collins, which everybody knows aren't Republicans. They're Democrats.
The Dominion guy, Eric.
Let's get into this a little bit.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I have a bunch of information on this.
So
I just heard on the radio.
Hold on, you guys.
Wait.
Okay, hold on, Steve. Go ahead, Dave, and then Steve, because you guys can't talk over each other.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this CISA government agency, which was set up after 2016 in order to ensure our election process, one of the things they didn't end up coming out publicly with, and people had to do some digging on, you ended up finding out that Smartmatic and Dominion both are members of their council. Exactly 1 year ago, The Hill reported that CISA announced that they would partner with election officials and private sector groups to develop an election auditing tool that can be used to help ensure accuracy within the votes of 2020. You literally have the wolf guarding the hen house in this, and then you also have Voting Works, an independent journalist, Kyle Becker, tells us that election auditing firm used in swing states ties two major left-wing groups. In the article below, we learned that in the April 2020, responding to the COVID pandemic, Voting Works announced it would be providing technical assistance to states and local jurisdictions seeking to scale up voting by mail opportunities, and it's linked to George Soros.
Well, we also know that this Dominion software company has been linked to the Clinton Foundation. Yeah. It's been linked to Venezuela and been running those elections. And this is CIA stuff, then. They've been rigging the elections worldwide.
And the guy in control, Eric, made it quite clear that he said that Trump won't win.
You seen the clip with Joe Biden that says we've built the biggest fraud, voting fraud network ever? And when you put it all together, you got to ask yourself, what the hell's going on here? We had a caller a couple weeks ago, and I want to address this a little bit. Are you guys going to accept the election if Trump is, everything certified?
It's legit.
Only if it's legal. Only if they get rid of all of the illegal votes, if they find all this irregularities, get rid of all the fraud, then yes, absolutely, I'll accept it, because at least the American people would have spoken. This is not what's happening here. And these people are very disingenuous. They have not an honest bone in their body, because what they're saying is, as long as we win, it's okay. It doesn't matter if it's legal. It doesn't matter if the software changed everything. It doesn't matter if it's all rigged. As long as we win, it's okay. And I'm saying, if you won fairly and legally, that's okay with me. I don't like it. But at the same time, you guys don't want to examine any of the fraud. You don't want to examine anything. You don't want, and you don't understand the process at all. The news press and the news and the networks, the mainstream media, they don't decide the elections. The people on Fox don't decide the elections. And we're going to go into that process a little bit after the top of the hour about who does decide the elections, the 12th Amendment, and where we're going with this. And evidently, we've got some bombshells coming out, from Sidney Powell. You've got Lynn Wood that has got evidence. There's evidence of fraud big time in
these
swing
states. There's about 13 different things that need to be done in order for the election count to be correct.
Well,
at least 13 different things, investigate Biden only votes, identify the dead people.
Well,
all that stuff and all the software. All the counties and cities that use that software, don't you think that needs to be recounted?
Well, some of this stuff is statistically impossible. And you don't have, this isn't a criminal thing at this point, but it could turn into a criminal thing later. This is a civil matter. They just have to have a preponderance of the evidence to have a lot of this stuff thrown out. But the thing is these people, that have the votes swayed towards Biden, it makes not only no common sense, but it's statistically, mathematically impossible, because according to what has happened, Joe Biden has got the most votes in history over Obama, the guy couldn't even run a campaign. He was in his basement most of the time, and Trump's building up these rallies. And then all the votes that were swung from Trump to Biden or showed up on Biden in the middle of the night, every single one of them was for Biden in some cases, 130,000, for example. And that's like saying I can flip a coin 132,000 times and it's always going to come up heads.
Well, and let's look at the statistical averages of what we actually see on these things. Donald Trump got 11 million more votes this year than he did in 2016. That is statistically huge. And when you go through and you look at the amount of turnout in a lot of these states,
there's no way.
Right.
I mean, you have areas that are voting, and they're 230% of the registered voters. We have these affidavits. I sent a bunch of the affidavits over to both of you guys yesterday. And just some of the experts of these affidavits, what we see within them is we have people that are running ballots.
You sent those to us, Dave?
Yeah, I've got the affidavits.
I don't have them. Maybe you can forward them to me, unless they went to my junk. I'll check my junk.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, and some of it, I want to make sure we leave the names out of it because it's not actually open in public yet to the extent of a lot of these individuals, but they're doing that also because, I mean, there's literally, they're planning on witness protection for some of these individuals after this based upon the amount of fraud that goes on. So this is an article, Sidney Powell, some may need witness protection after expose.
Well, and you got guys like Tucker on there going, "Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence?" And it's like they're building the case. And
there's a lot of evidence.
There's a ton of evidence. Yeah. And you don't go on just because you throw a fit on, Tucker Carlson's show and have the attorneys turn over everything to Tucker Carlson just because you're Tucker Carlson. You know, there's a ton of evidence. They've got it. You know, if they don't have it, then they're going to have egg all over their face. But this is to be presented in court, not on Tucker Carlson's show. And I think people are starting to realize that this is so disingenuous, and Fox is you know, Tucker's Carlson was the champion of the people, blah, 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 except on the big stuff. So with that, I think we have a caller.
I think he's been trying to do good with it, but the problem is that people are not understanding that what we're up against right now with these lawsuits, we're literally up against people who are threatening family members, who are threatening sitting representatives. I mean, in the cases of Michigan and Pennsylvania, we have people that have doxed family members, said where their schools were, and threatened them.
Well, let's go to Terry real quick because we're almost to the top of the hour. I want him to weigh in on what he's got. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, Mark, I know that you had mentioned, and rightly so, about the Chamber of Commerce and the money they received. There also is, there's been some talk of the Chamber itself receiving $50,000 for themselves. I don't know how much validity there is to that. I've heard that some of it even goes to the leader of the Chamber. But I wonder if somebody has information on that. I don't remember where I heard it from. But I want to know if that's valid or not, because we do know that the Chamber's getting money, and why should they? And why should they be the people that are passing out the money? But I think that these local issues are vitally important. I'm excited to hear what you have to say at the top of the hour when you're going to talk about the 12th Amendment. In Article 2, I think that's great, Mark. I think you'll be able to explain that, but I think that we need to get some of this local stuff here and see if we can get some people maybe to call in and shed some light on that money.
I'm going to say if people know of where we can get the information, or if they have firsthand about the information about the money with the Chamber of Commerce, or how we can track it down, if you could call in or give us a call off the air. That's fine. We understand if you don't want to come on the air, but give us a call or email us or get a hold of us somehow so we can present the information would be great.
Well, that's why I'm throwing it out there at this point, is because we've got so many citizen journalists out there that are coming up with this kind of information. We've got them, reporting to us. We've got sources that are impeccable that are reporting this stuff to us, and we're going to have more and more of it coming on. But if anybody's got anything out there that we can hang our hat on, then, by all means, get it to us.
And here we are again talking about money and finding money and money being misspent in the county. Well, once again,
you can call at our number at 530-221-0101, leave a message, or you can private message us on Facebook. But the more people that are helping us out there, the better off
With that, I guess we're going to get cut off. I'm sorry, Terry, if you want to hold the line, they're going to cut us off because we're at the top of the hour and we can pick this up on the other side. That would be wonderful. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Talking to my friend Desdemona the other day. She runs the space station and bake shop down near Boomtown. She told me that human beings are flawed individuals. That the cosmic baker took us out of the oven a little too early. And that's the reason we're as crazy as we are. And I believe it. Take, for example, when you go to the movies these days. You know, they try to sell you this jumbo drink.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The G20 summit continues this weekend virtually as the coronavirus pandemic overshadows the gathering.
Saudi Arabia, which assumed the G20 presidency this year, is the host of the virtual summit that is bringing together leaders from the world's most developed economies. The pandemic has deeply affected the world's wealthiest nations, with 9 G20 countries ranking highest globally for the most cases recorded. The US tops the list. 3 G20 leaders have been infected by the coronavirus: President Donald Trump, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. The virus shows no signs of abating and has claimed more than 1.3 million lives worldwide. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The U.S. and Taiwan are stepping up cooperation in a newly created economic dialogue.
This marks another move from the Trump administration to increase official exchanges with the self-governing island. Both sides have signed the 5-year agreement establishing the U.S.-Taiwan Economic Prosperity Partnership Dialogue. The dialogue is meant to take place annually. The deal falls short of a long-desired bilateral agreement, but marks a key step that increases cooperation between Washington and Taipei.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Israel's military says its warplanes have struck Hamas sites in the Gaza Strip today in response to rocket fire from that territory. The military says fighter jets and attack helicopters hit rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, underground infrastructure, and Hamas Naval Forces training compound. No immediate reports of deaths or injuries. Black clergy leaders are joining forces with the United Way of New York City for a new initiative designed to combat the coronavirus's outsized toll on black Americans. There will be revamped testing and contact tracing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1339. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Chinese tech giant Huawei is selling its Honor smartphone brand in an effort to rescue the struggling business from damaging U.S. sanctions.
The move is aimed at reviving Honor by separating it from Huawei's network and other businesses, which Washington says are a security threat, an accusation Huawei denies. Huawei Technologies, China's first global tech brand, has been battered by controls that block its access to U.S. processor chips and other components, as well as technology. Huawei says it'll have no ownership stake in Honor once the sale is completed.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Nigerian army is now admitting for the first time that soldiers were given live rounds when they went to disperse a large crowd at the Lekki Toll Plaza in Lagos, where several peaceful protesters were killed in late October. The deadly shootings at the plaza caused both local and international outrage. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Twitter is launching tweets that vanish in 24 hours.
Called tweets, they echo the offerings of social media sites like Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram that already have disappearing posts. The company says the vanishing tweets, which it calls fleets because of their fleeting nature, are designed to allay the concerns of new users who might be turned off by the public and permanent nature of normal tweets. Fleets cannot be retweeted, and they will not have likes. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 22nd. It is the 327th day of 2020. There are just 39 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Texas Governor John B. Connally, riding in the same car as the president, was seriously wounded, and the gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald, was arrested. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Jumbo drink, 8 extra ounces of watered-down cherry Coke for an extra 25 cents. I don't want it. I don't want that much organization in my life. I don't want other people thinking for me. I want my Junior Mints. Where do Junior Mints go in the movies? I don't want a 12-pound Nestle Crunch for $25. I want Junior Mints. We need more fruitcakes in this world. Less bakers. We need people that care.
Jimmy Buffett there. That's funny stuff there. Now, one more Junior Mints. There's too many fruitcakes and not enough bakers. Boy, isn't that the truth.
Hey, I got a fruitcake to talk about.
All right, well, go for it. Which doorstop are we talking about?
Jill Biden's chief of staff selling U.S. citizenship in fraud-wrecked visa scheme abused by Chinese communists.
Let's say that again, please.
Read that again.
It's a mouthful. All right. So Jill Biden's chief of staff has been selling U.S. citizenship in fraud-wrecked visa scheme abused by Chinese communists.
Wow. Unbelievable. So, I mean, no, it's not unbelievable. We're talking about Jill Biden here. So.
Well, I got more on Joe Biden, too. And I also, interestingly, in regards to Chinese communists, too, this pretty interesting. Apple is actually going out now, and they are trying to help the Chinese communist nation keep their work slaves instead. So they want to be able to continue on this. Let's see. I brought this up over here. That's Saudi Arabia. All right. Well, let me give it through this, and then we'll go through that. So the EB-5 Visa Fund's homepage insists that the firm can secure your path to the U.S. citizenship through profitable investment. The firm also boasts of having program advantages to securing green cards, such as ensuring the investor does not have to be continuously present in the U.S. and can maintain business and professional relations in their own country, and that there are no requirements regarding age, business experience, or language skills. So this woman is over here, and she's basically saying, hey, you invest with us and I'll make sure you get citizenship. And since she had been placed in this possible chief of staff place, now the site that had all this information on it is down because it started getting exposed. But this is what we're dealing with. This is the kind of crud we see here in this nation right now and the backdoor schemes and scandals that are constantly taking place.
Well, it's true. I mean, and that's why we have to, have only legal votes. And that's why it's so important in this election to only have legal votes, because it waters down the citizenry's votes. That's why California, you know, handing out driver's license to illegal aliens and registering them to vote, you know, it's all a big planned takeover, and the Chinese are backing it. Soros is backing it. Take your pick. You know, and they're talking about the big reset. We heard it straight from the Prime Minister of Canada's mouth. And the connections to China is undeniable. The connections of the Clinton Foundation is being bought out. What about Joe Biden and Hunter? What happened to them, you know, receiving $1.3 billion, from the Chinese? I mean, you know, and the real criminals here are the press, because the press doesn't talk about it.
They won't talk about it. Yeah. They refuse to.
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden's cancer initiative. Have you guys heard this one yet?
I've heard a little bit of it, but go ahead.
This one's just great as far as Biden goes. Just shows the nature of how much this guy cares. So in 2018, he ended up having almost $4 million donated to the Joe Biden Cancer Initiative. And in 2019, he had an additional almost $1 million. to bring up to almost $5 million, according to this charitynavigator.org. Out of this money, it's estimated that he only spent $2,000 out of almost $5 million that he took in on cancer research.
I did hear this. Well, these guys are such criminals, and they act like they're so above it all. Good grief. You know, and then you get their supporters, you know, it's like, yeah, it's okay. Will you accept the election? These guys wouldn't cheat. They've lied about everything under the sun. They've lied about the you know, everything. I mean, go back to, you know, Trump, the impeachments twice, everything. You know, Hunter Biden, take your pick. These guys can't tell the truth about anything because they're so criminal that it's off the charts. And I think a lot of it's starting to come out. And so we have to fight for our country at this point because you can't let these criminals take this election away through stealing it through you know, software, through vote counting, through mail-in ballots, through illegal aliens voting, dead people, take your pick. There's no way Trump lost this. Trump won this election by a landslide, and it was such a big landslide. They're trying to figure out, it took them a long time to figure out if they could even fix it, you know, or the software could even do it. I mean, they're still trying to figure it out.
My biggest problem too is that how do we know now at this point? As far as I'm concerned, I feel like we need to have a free and fair election completely over, do away with the Dominion voting system, it be fair, it be legit, and have it be backed with paper ballots with people watching. Because the problem that we've seen already is that these Dominion voting systems, why are they being serviced prior to an audit?
Right.
Why are they being serviced after the election? 2 days after the election, you have engineers going in servicing these machines after the election and before an audit. Does that not sound fishy?
Well, and by their own manuals, they got back doors left out. You can if you go in there and nobody's monitoring, you can switch out the flash drive, which will switch out the votes. There's all kinds of stuff. And this goes
you can do remotely, too, I found out.
Well, and
you don't even have to have the little chip. You can do it, you know, by remote.
This goes to the heart of the matter of an honest election. And if we don't have honest elections, then our country will be taken over, because it's real easy to fix this. If we were getting an honest vote, we would get guys in there that would make mailing by ballot illegal. They would all have to have ID. You could even fingerprint them. And this whole thing would stop.
And why was this used in all swing states?
Well, it was used in like 25 states.
A lot of them were the swing states because that were needed.
But that's where the battle. Yeah. They knew that's where the battle was going to be, because in the swing states that was going to decide
point.
The election.
Yeah.
And it's real simple to see how many they switched. And then Sidney Powell came out and said they switched like 35,000 in each county or something. I mean, we don't even know the extent of this thing. But it's going to get ugly before it gets better. And I'm still predicting that Trump's going to walk away with this, and he's going to be our president, and not these idiots that think that Biden can steal it.
Well, and there is interesting information on the 20th, 2 days ago. The 13 circuits just got reassigned for the new places and who is going to be handling them, and our Supreme Court justices just got assigned to places like Michigan and Pennsylvania and otherwise, and they are going to be taking these cases by all appearances. And it's good. I mean, we need to see this ended up taking place, and we need to see that justice is restored to our election system, and we need to see that people are not treated differently. I mean, why is it that Bill Barr is still silent on a lot of these things? Why are we not? So take, for instance, the allegations against President Trump a while ago. A 13-year-old had allegations to where she came out and she said that he had molested her at an Epstein event.
Right.
Well, it came out to be completely 100% fraudulent, and when she ended up actually getting sued over it and people were asking her the questions, she rescinded all of her comments and said it wasn't true. So by that same account, why don't we see – I found this yesterday, and I was stunned that I hadn't heard about it. October 28, 2020, full release from the National File, Ashley Biden diary reveals child sex trauma, drug abuse, and resentment for Joe. Since Saturday night, the National File has published dozens of pages of what our whistleblowers identified of the 2019 diary from Ashley Blitzer Biden, the 39-year-old daughter of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden. And the diary was started while the author was in in drug rehabilitation. Sorry about the cough, folks. Facility in Florida. What was interesting about this diary is when you go through and you read this, not only is she talking about her drugs, she's talking about her odd sexual needs that she believes stems from the time when she was a child and she believed that her father had molested her, and recounts stories of inappropriate showers between her and her father in a shower. Now, I went through to try to debunk this thing, and the most I can find is people say, oh, well, National File's not reliable. They're really right wing. That's it. They don't have any evidence to the contrary. They don't have anybody coming out and saying this isn't the diary. Why are we not asking the same questions that we'd ask if this was Trump? Did Joe Biden molest his daughter?
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't want to get into speculation because I don't know. I haven't examined any of it. But again, you know, it seems like it's a one-way street on any information on any of this stuff. They get blocked out on everything, and then false information on Trump. I haven't seen anything. And here's the big problem. You know, you say, well, you know, you to a left winger, or you know, gee, are you guys okay with this communist Marxist thing? Oh, well, Trump's a fascist. There's no proof that he's a fascist, but there's proof that they're communist. I mean, you got the leadership of BLM, you know, AOC, and the squad, and they're all admitted communists. They say they're communists.
They're
blatant about it. But the media just goes, well, that's all lies. So they're watching CNN, and CNN doesn't report that, although it's all over the internet. So that's the problem. Is the media is the most complicit thing here, because they are clouding the battle here. You know, we're into a fog of war that it's hard to see what's real and what's not. And they're the ones, in my opinion, that need to be prosecuted. Is the people that are shoveling the disinformation, who are not following up on the stories, who don't care about the truth, who have an agenda, and they're being paid off or affiliated with the Democratic Party. And you can see the relationships between the heads of these these mainstream media outlets. I mean, they're married to each other. They're inside the same, you know, you got people in the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons
again,
and the Obama,
that name.
You know, that are all married to each other. Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous, you know, and when you start connecting all the dots, you know, it's pretty hard not to come up with the problem as being this criminal organization. It's like a cabal. You know, they try to say that Trump's this and Trump's that, but there's no evidence other than the lies that come out of the mainstream media.
They never have any evidence.
They use their lies, too. I mean, basically, you'll have CNN write an article posting to the article that MSNBC writes, then posting back to an article that says NBC said this, but there's no proof in any of the three articles when you get down to it. And when you start looking at what they say about Trump, there's no proof at all to what they're saying on these things. They just make things up. I mean, go through and I have this site up. It's the executive orders that Trump has done. And holy moly, I had no idea about how many good things Trump did.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about executive orders. Let's see, assessing the threat from the securities investment that financed the Chinese communist military companies, establishing the presidential advisory of the 1776 commission, creating Schedule F and accepted service.
Isn't it funny though that he did all this good stuff? And when Obama was in the presidency, we couldn't find one good thing he did.
I get your point, but we're getting off this. I don't want to run down every rabbit trail. So let's get back to this whole misreporting. Let's get back to Trump, and let's get back to this election, because the thing is, this election, what they're not reporting, and they're reporting that Joe Biden won the election. They're reporting that he's the president-elect. You can't have a president-elect. There is no office of president-elect until the votes are certified, and this goes through a legal proceeding. And the legal proceeding that we're talking about right now, they're putting evidence in these swing states into the courts, and of course the district courts in these swing states are dismissing the cases, which gives the ability to appeal to a higher court. Now, if this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, they can make a decision, or they could not hear the case. Now, if they have so much evidence that's ridiculous, they're going to throw out these swing states and they're going to go for Trump at the Supreme Court level. And if they don't and they say we're not going to hear the case, it goes back to the houses and the political groups, the Senate and House of Representatives in those each individual states, not the federal House of Representatives and Senate, but the state House of Representatives. And if you go back and you look at this, and I've got the numbers here, if you go back to Michigan, that and you look at the seats and the structure of their House of Representatives and their Senate, they have 38 senators in Michigan, and of the 38 senators, 22 are Republican and 16 are Democrat. If you go to the House of Representatives, 58 are Republican and 52 are Democrats, and this goes on. If you go back to Wisconsin. And you look at the Wisconsin numbers, it's the same thing. You got, Republicans ahead 19 to 14 in the Senate, and you got Republicans in the House ahead by an even bigger margin. That would be 63 to 35. And then let's go to Pennsylvania, and we'll take a look at Pennsylvania. And you look at the Pennsylvania numbers, and the reason that this is important is because these guys are all going to give this to Trump, and they're not going to go on one side of the aisle. Can you imagine that? What kind of blowback if they don't vote their party line at this point in those respective districts? I mean, if you look at the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania. Okay, it's 113 Republicans against 90 Democrats. If you go to the Senate, it's 28 Republicans against 21 Democrats. It's overwhelmingly in all these swing states, they're going to get the electors because they're going to make the decision that are going to go for Trump. I don't know how Trump can lose other than if they figure out a way to cheat him out of it again, just like they did the election. So we got to stay tuned. This election is not even close to being over.
No.
And we're turning to the 12th Amendment for the guidance because it's being contested. It's not going to be conceded. The only way that it will be conceded is if Trump comes out and says, I concede.
That's the only way. Then everything is halted at that point.
This is why Michigan was so important, that they did not certify the vote on the fraudulent places. And in fact, as of yesterday, Michigan AG suggests criminally charging Republican legislators for meeting with Trump. And when they ended up meeting with Trump, he ended up talking with them. We don't know the basis by the conversation of it, but they did end up rescinding their votes on it, saying that they felt that they were threatened at the time. And we have proof that they were threatened. We had people that were calling out where their children went to school. We had people doxing their home addresses for saying that they were racist for not validating these areas that are largely black but have 230,000% votes in them.
I understand what you're saying. There's more there's more votes than there are registered people to vote.
Yeah.
And so if the Supreme Court doesn't correct this, then the state's legislatures will. And I've been looking at the map, and you know something? It's going to be hard to justify anything but a Trump win when you start running the numbers, because he could go as high as 400 electors. Now, the point being here is that this is being contested, and there's not just a little bit of evidence of fraud. There is a ton of evidence of fraud, and of course there's always a little fraud in every election, but this is like overwhelmingly huge evidence of fraud, not just the Dominion software but all these other things as well. So to say that this is over and you got Fox News saying that Joe Biden won the election, that's complete crap. If they can show the amount of, I mean, we're talking about as high as, I've heard as high as 8 million in fraudulent votes,
if not more. Mm-hmm. And with we do have a caller on the line. Sorry, David. We've got Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Jason. Hey, what's going on? We're getting fiery about all the situations currently going on with the elections that are taking place right now and all the fraud. And Jason is the creator of Wimkin, and he had some very interesting things that took place recently on his platform, and he had a contract with a company for 1 year contract to handle the servers of his company. Jason, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, Unfortunately, this one is going to be a court battle as well. So, you know, we believe they breached their contract, of course, obviously, and they, you know, certainly overstepped some bounds to make some changes for us. But, I mean, realistically, I know you're on the site pretty actively, David, and, you know, we had some issues with some data loss and things, and, you know, it turns out that it was certainly on their end, even though they would blame us. That's where this all first started. And, you know, when we have an uncensored platform and people think we're censoring them and removing their pictures, removing their posts, their groups, pages, that's a very, very, very big issue. I mean, first and foremost, it makes it sound like we're, you know, completely false advertising. But secondarily, yes, they canceled us as of, it'll be November 27th. So, technically until this week, until, you know, Monday comes around, we can't contract with another server provider. So, we're going to be cutting it close to that wire. But, yeah, they made that decision to just say goodbye to us, kind of like we talked about with, some other social media platforms in the past.
Mm-hmm. Very similar to what happened to Gab Social.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's going to be the end result of this, that your site's going to be down until after the court battle?
No, we've already purchased some backup hardware for ourselves to be able to get through this, but we really need to find a provider that can take, you know, realistically 15 to 20,000 posts, you know, in 1 minute. That's a lot of data. I know David has a little bit of background in this as well, but, you know, we have, usually within an hour, we get at least maybe 400 videos put up. You know, we get sometimes 5,000 photos. And, you know, there's, you really need to have a good provider. And I'm not going to say their company on the air, but, you know, they're one of the bigger ones in the United States, and they do service, you know, companies all over the world. So, we've been with them for roughly, probably going on 60 days now, and, you know, we couldn't even last with them. So, just another one of the battles that we have to unfortunately go through, you know, when we're talking about free speech and truth.
Well, and did they give you any excuse whatsoever for why they're terminating your contract early?
They say we're not a good fit. They do recognize the mistakes they made on their part. Now, here's another thing. We purchased a cloud backup system from them, and they started failing on the 27th of October, and we never managed that. I mean, our backups, and it was all third-party done by them, and for them not to tell us until November 10th that we didn't have a good backup as of October 27th, that's when I really was like, you know, this, it's almost like, I don't want to certainly say if I don't know if it's purposeful, but it does seem like it's on purpose, because we've had nothing but issues with them in the last 6 days that we had them.
Well, I mean, are you shocked?
I mean, now that I'm the third time a guest on your show, you guys actually educated me a lot on what happened with, you know, these, with Gab and other things. And, you know, you sit here and you're like, well, I don't think that'll happen to us. And it's sort of happening right now. So, we're not even 4 months old yet. So, it's been.
Well, J.P. Morgan said it really best. He said, J.P. Morgan said, I love competition, very little competition. And that's what we're talking about. These guys want to squash anybody that doesn't, you know, go along with the narrative. But there's a lot of outlets where they can't, and they're losing control of the narrative. And I think we're winning across the board because it's all starting to come out. We all are starting to see the Great Awakening. And, you know, they want the Great Awakening to be a reset into a communist, global cabal. I mean, and we want to see the Great Awakening be a bunch of people wake up and say, we're a bunch of free people, and we're not going to go along with the program. We're not going to comply. We're not going to, be curfewed. We're not going to, you know, have to force a diaper on our faces and our kids' faces, and we're just not going to do it. And that's what it's going to take, is enough people waking up, and they're starting to in droves. All you have to do is look at the last election. But we do need the free speech platforms out there, you know.
Going back to what we were talking about earlier, we were talking about our rights, our First Amendment rights, and that speaks to it right there. Is they're kind of holding him hostage on his server.
The scary thing, too, about this is very similar to what took place with Gab.
Right.
And then the next steps is, after Gab had been messed with on their servers and on their hosting, he ended up changing platforms from Gab.
And then after that, he got taken out by the payment processors. The payment processors, PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, Stripe, all of them ended up banning him from the platform, to where the only way they can survive now is through donations by either e-check, check, or Bitcoin. I mean, you don't have a free economy,
right,
a free system, when you have these people that, just because they don't like what you say and you're not breaking any laws, are able to literally shut you down. I mean, how are you able to compete with that? You've got to basically set up a credit card company that can take these payment processors and then get it in the hands of people to use before you can even compete with that. And that, you're talking about a battle that is involving millions upon millions,
yeah,
of people.
Exactly.
You pull out your credit card right now, what's it say on it? Probably Visa.
Yeah.
So if they cut you off, who can you go to? How can you fight that? There needs to be legislation involved in this, that if you're so big, there's no way to have competition with you. You can't silence people. Right.
Yeah. With that,
I think we have to go to a break. So we'll pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's alright. Darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get on my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package, including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. A little shine on me there. Maybe we need to shine some light on some of this stuff because it doesn't seem like there is a mainstream media. There's just us. I mean, that's the... That's it. We are the media.
What we're seeing, too, is now there's actually a whole bunch of talk now about how conservative radio is really, really bad and really dangerous. And really what it seems like is that they want to go after conservative radio now because one of the only places they can't control. They can't control the people who listen to it. They can't control the people that are around. It's out there on the airwaves, and they're wanting to basically silence conservative voices in every way they can. We still have Jason, who's the founder and creator of Wimkin, the free speech media platform that's been in existence for about 4 months now and grown to right around a quarter of a million users. Is that about correct, Jason?
Yeah, it is actually correct. We've had a major influx, obviously, with there was a mass exodus from Facebook, but it seemed to calm down a little bit now. I know Parler obviously got, you know, a very, very huge influx, as did MeWe, but you know, those platforms, if I'm not mistaken, Parler's been around for 3 years, and I believe MeWe's been around 9. So they're certainly more well-known than we are. But I think we'll – I don't know if we'll ever catch them in size. We might. But, you know, we did have roughly 90,000 people come in that week.
Nice. Well, very nice.
I think you're going to see more and more of that happening of the people getting out of these things. But I'm staying in Facebook and Twitter and all of that stuff because that's where the battle's being waged. You know, we don't want to become an echo chamber either. We also want to be able to engage these people because they don't believe in free speech at all. What they're trying to silence all the speech that counterdicts or counteracts or gets people to think for themselves and shows them another side of the story. That's the problem with all these people out there is that most of them that are left-leaning or left-wing or, you know, whatever, they don't do any research for themselves. You can listen to them. They just parrot things from the mainstream media. They don't do their homework. They don't look at things. They do whatever they're told, and they want to silence anybody that doesn't agree with what they're saying.
Yep. Yeah, and I know for me personally, I couldn't stomach any further staying on Facebook, not after they donated $10 million to try to mess with the Pennsylvania election, not after seeing what they did with the electioneering, not after they ended up removing all these groups, because what I see as a huge problem for conservatives is we build up these groups to 60,000 members in a Facebook group, and then the group gets taken down 3 or 4 days before the election ever even ends up getting going. And that's crucial time. That's crucial moments. And then not to mention you have that, but you also have the ad revenue that you're giving these companies when you're staying on their platform and they're silencing and censoring you. I couldn't do it. I ended up deleting my profile, and there's some very disturbing things that we'll get to here in a little bit about Google and also Facebook, but Jason, tell us a little bit more about some of the battles that you've been going through. Tell us a little bit about what you expect the future to be, and how has the situation with your payment processors been?
Okay, well, the payment processors, I have my own company that I do websites and things for as well. I mean, I'm not really active in it anymore because, of, you know, Wimkin's completely a full-time job, probably about 20 hours a day for me. But So we've had a PayPal professional account since February. Of course, it wasn't set up for Wimkin until roughly September. But, you know, we did just have a very weird limitation for, you know, we weren't able to make any withdrawals. We weren't able to do anything on our account for 48 hours. And I know people might get that misconstrued with the fact that they do account, transactional reviews, but this was actually a limitation. They stated they needed documentation from us and never told us what the documentation was and then just lifted our limitation 48 hours later. So I hope that doesn't become a normal situation for us because, you know, as you guys know, we do also donate subscription as well as ad money, and that's one of the ways that we do it, of course, because we collect it in PayPal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we've been pretty very vocal with the percentage and things that we actually do donate child sex trafficking. I know Children's Rights was October's, and November's, like we talked about last time, is CAF, the Center for to abolish slavery and trafficking, and they're actually out in California, so they're your neighbors. So that's the only real issue right now that we've had with payment processors, but we also have an issue with Google again, to where they dropped our clicks per mil, which is actually how everyone gets paid on, it's called Google AdMob or AdSense, and we were at $1.80 per click, and now we're down to 74 cents, and there's no rhyme or reason for that, but that really, I mean, I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, 109% drop. My math might not be correct right now, but that's a major hit because we were on pace to probably give $1,000 to CAF this month because, you know, we were doing so well with the ads. But now, you know, we're not going to be anywhere near that if these don't go back up.
Well, and we need to get these platforms stabilized because everybody wants to get over into these platforms. I'm in most of these platforms, Gab and BitChute and Wimkin, and I haven't gotten onto MeWe yet. But we're still fighting the battle over here, and your point is well taken, David, on funding these guys at all. But we're still in those battles. And like right now, for example, on Facebook, it's all about local issues for us. I mean, you've got the reopen Shasta County and reporting on the local issues and so forth. So, you know, the more that those platforms get up and achieve, you know, stability, you know, the more you're going to see the shift over and over and out of these things because we don't want to support them either. But at the same time, you know, we're in the middle of a fight here with these guys, and that seems to be the only platform at this point that's stable enough to, you know, get it from all sides. There's so many people that they're having a hard time censoring it.
Yeah, and I agree with you there, too, because, I mean, not many people on Wimkin need educated. I mean, they're already aware. So, you know, I definitely took your point as well in that regard because, you know, you like you said, you don't want to be an echo chamber, and that's pretty much, you know, what really, I'm not going to say Wimkin is at right now because we do get new people coming over every single day that want to learn, but, you know, just realistically, I agree with you there. I don't do Twitter. I can't get into Twitter just because there's so much hate and animosity on that site, but I still do have a Facebook as well because we certainly try to recruit people, and at the same time we also like to, you know, educate on what our beliefs are.
Yeah, I got to say that's what I've been doing. I just keep posting your guys' site, and I keep posting stuff. I keep posting stuff, whether they try to take things down, and they try to do their fact checkers, and a lot of them I do with memes and comedy and so forth. And everybody knows that if you get a fact checker, you know, you're probably over your target, and it's probably completely true because I love their partially false. This is partially false information, you know. Like, partially false? So, in other words, it's partially true then. And you can't really point out the part that's partially false.
It's going to be their opinion. It's going to be their opinion over fact.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is it is a war. We need to see this election turn around. We need to see the locals, and we're seeing it more and more and more get involved. The whole thing is starting to turn around. But rest assured, if these guys get any more control, it's going to be revolution time, and we're just trying to avoid that at all costs. Right now, it's an information revolution, but it could be a physical revolution with guns and violence if we don't put a stop to these guys. Because if they get in power, you know, they're going to come after us. They've already got lists. They've already said they're going to. You know, it's going to get ugly. Right. So we've got to stop them now on all of these different platforms.
Well, yeah, what's very interesting about this.
Go ahead. Whoever.
Go on, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said I bet you I'm already on one of those lists. I think Wimkin's got a major hit list.
If you're not on a list, you're probably a nobody if you're not on a list.
There's probably a lot of us that are on a list.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a badge of honor.
Yes. Well, and in regards to what you're talking about there, Mark, is we've seen AOC call for lists to be made. Now these lists have been starting to be made. Now we're seeing people talk about thought re-education camps for individuals who are Trump supporters. And these are not small, low-time people. I mean, these are people that have huge, massive followings. These are people that are going to have seats within the next presidency should he be elected. And these are people that are suggesting literally rounding up Trump supporters and putting them in thought and re-education camps. Some people have suggested that they need to break rocks like freaking gulags. I mean,
you know, and here's the fundamental difference between, you know, I think the conservatives and the progressives is that the conservatives don't want to take all of their stuff. They don't want to take all their hard-earned, ill-gotten gains. If they earned it in a free labor market in a free society, we don't want to take all their stuff. The problem is they want to take all our stuff, okay? And that's where you run into the rub here is because we want to live and let live. They don't want to live and let live. What they want to do is they want to strip everybody of everything they got and make it a community thing. The problem with that is what they don't get is that right now they're going after the rich people, but when they run out of rich, then they're coming after you. And then when they run out of you, they're coming after them, and they don't even get that because they think that they're all going to sing kumbaya, lock arms out in the middle of a freaking orchard or something, and they're going to be taken care of. No, the real deal is you're seeing what their control is doing to society right now. It's going to sink everybody economically except the guy sitting up in their, you know, $400 a plate restaurant, ivory towers, you know, telling everybody else to put their frickin' mask on and they're not going to do it.
Well, you actually made a real good point there, Mark, because if you guys recall back in May of 2012, I just completely lost my train of thought here, but Ted Nugent, okay, so up in Michigan, he made comments about Barack Obama that were nowhere near, in my mind, criminal or anything like that. And of course, you know, the FBI goes up to his compound, as they called it, and they want to investigate him. And you see so many of these type of comments all over Twitter. You see so many types of these, you know, hate-filled comments and about Trump, you know, they wanted him to pass away from COVID. Like, you see things, and even these lists, that could be certainly, you know, to a certain extent, a criminal threat, that you're, you know, want to, mm-hmm. you know, put people on a list and hurt them and come after them. And you don't see that now yet. You'll never see the authorities back Trump. And it's just, it blows my mind because I'm sure there's things on our site that we can't see all the time. I mean, I know there's people that try to do criminal activity to shut us down. They put, you know, drugs in our marketplace and things, so we have to really police that. But, I mean, just what you said there on a conservative platform, you know, we will get certainly investigated, but Facebook and things like that, they let people say whatever they want unless they, you know, they actually want to have it fit their narrative.
Well, this goes back to, you know, when Barack Obama was in office and they started attacking the Tea Parties as soon as they started forming and coalescing and grouping up to, you know, a fight for change. You know, the first thing they did was put them on an enemies list. They stopped them from getting nonprofit status. They stopped them from gaining any momentum. They stopped them from being able to accrue money from donations by completely circumventing the process for everybody that had anything that said Patriot in it or you know, 9/12 project or anything that they didn't like. Those guys got put on hold for 8 years, by the way, and then the rest of them just sail through if they say progressive or, you know, they're communists or whatever. And that's how these guys do. That's why they end up taking over everything, not through a legal means, but through a subversion. And that's what they're trying to do right now in our election.
Well, absolutely, to Jason's point, too, there. One of the things I'd see on Facebook, almost every single day I'd be on there is I'd be going through and scrolling through the ads, and apparently Facebook knows that I like guns, which I do. And so for some reason, I'm always getting this advertisement for a fuel filter cleaner, and it's clearly an illegal suppressor that if you buy that, you're a felon. And it's literally on their site almost every single day as an advertisement where the guy's talking about how to clean the fuel filter thing in a chipmunk voice, showing how the barrel you can go directly through the thing and showing a baffle for the suppressor. And it's like, give me a doggone break. You have that stuff on these platforms, and they're allowed to go through and do whatever they want to, carte blanche.
Yeah, well, should
we need to go to a break with that. And we've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so if there's anything else we want to get out there, we better do it the next time we come back with us. KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of ROPA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Come and get your love.
I'll leave that alone. I just.
Oh, boy. You know, you got to have a little fun here. You know, maybe fly a kite once in a while. You know, go smell the roses, something, you know, because, you know, we are definitely human. And we do have the holidays coming up, and, you know, there is Thanksgiving, and, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't really give a crap what Governor Newsom has to say about anything. If you're sick, stay home. Otherwise, you know, get with the program.
Zero craps given in that regard.
Well, I don't listen to him anyway, but...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Basically about Newsom's, I don't know about his orders. I think I did see it was maybe like 3 to a household, but that's the same thing they're trying to do in Pennsylvania. They're trying to shut down everything they possibly can here, as you guys probably know. And certainly that has something to do with, you know, the election process and everything that we're going through right now. But unfortunately, my parents are, you know, in their 70s, so they honestly got a little bit scared and they don't even want to see me this time. I mean, they want to see me, but they can't see me apparently.
Right.
So, you know, it does take an effect, you know, on older individuals for them to, you know, see this all the time and just be
I don't want to say my parents are brainwashed, but it's certainly getting them enough scared to where they said, we're going to not do Thanksgiving this year.
Well, it's all, that's what it's really all about, though. It's really all about this, these tactics of, you know, I'm looking at a chart of coercion in COVID-19. On a chart of coercion, it says it deprives the individuals of social support of his, and his ability to resist, makes individual dependent upon the captor, individual develops an intense concern with self. You know, then you go over to COVID side, isolation, social distancing, solitary confinement, quarantines, you know. And if you line this up, and it was posted, I think, by Rich, thanks thanks for putting it on there, and I think it came from Chris Ann Hall originally. It shows you this is like right out of the playbook, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, these guys aren't even transparent. I mean, they're not even covering it up. They're transparent as hell about what they're doing. It's just that if you tell people, you know, what was Hitler? If you tell people a lie long enough and big enough, you know, they'll believe a bigger lie than they will a little lie, because you just have it keep, you know, over and over and over repeated, and pretty soon everybody believes it, you know, like Germany, you know, it was all the Jews' fault, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, in fact, when you go through and you look at Germany now to this day, they still do not teach what actually took place and what happened in the Holocaust. They don't teach their people that. So most of the people there, they don't have an understanding of what actually ended up taking place. And they loosened it up. I think it was around 2016. They started teaching that it was just 15 guys were trying to do stuff that was bad for the Jews and otherwise, and that's what they've loosened up the story to be. But they're lying to their people on it, just the same way that China lies to their people, and you don't have the freedom of information to know what happened in your history, and you see history repeat itself more because of that fact.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's all being fought out here on the local, state and federal levels at every level. And, you know, Trump is the guy that's brought this all to light, you know, no matter what you think about him, no matter what, at least we're getting this thing, you know, dealt with to a degree and found out, because we've been going on for 50, 60 years. You know, I heard someone earlier say, well, it was all the way back to Reagan. No, you know, the last Bush was an idiot, but the other Bush was CIA. I mean, this goes all the way back to the 60s and Kennedy, and even farther back,
yeah,
with
farther than that.
Dwight Eisenhower and the industrial
easily
context.
Back to the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah, well, and yeah. Then, and then who's been funding all of this? You go back to the 1918, the Federal Reserve passing the law that gave private banks control of our currency, and that's been downhill ever since. And when we got off the gold standard with Nixon in 71, that opened up Pandora's box, because now not only are the Chinese, you know, recipients of our trade and our bonds, you know, our government paper. You know, they've created this worldwide fiat system that's funding all of these criminal organizations. You know, all you got to do if you're the Clinton Foundation is run some money offshore and graft to Ukraine or China, and then they cut you a check back on a kickback, and now you're being funded, whether you're Soros or whatever. So this whole thing has got to end. It's got to come to a head. Otherwise, it's just going to happen over and over again, and it's all related. China, Soros, the bankers, the whole nine yards. It's not a big conspiracy. It's a global cabal to take over and control everything.
And it's always the same names.
Real quick about what one
couple,
of the next.
We just have a couple minutes here. We're on, you know, we got 3 minutes left, so you guys got to hurry up.
I'll make it brief. So here's the thing. There's a new algorithm that Google is working on. Glenn Beck exposed it on one of his recent shows. And they're planning on importing critical race theory into their algorithms to track what you say and whether or not they consider it to be racist, which under critical race theory, facts in and of themselves have been deemed racist in institutions of racism, not only to label you individually and give you a social credit score on these platforms across the board, but then they go through your contact list too to find out if your racism has spread to all your friends, to basically make you a pariah. If you're somebody who's talking about these things, well, your social credit score is going to be way down there, and if you know that person and you have them on your friends list, well, your social credit score is going to be bad too. And this is China crud that we're talking about.
They're going to try to go. They're going for the whole banana. You know, they're trying to get to the brass ring here. This is the end game. This is the big reset that they're talking about. And this is the good versus evil program, is what it comes down to. And you can either keep your head in the sand and pretend that that's just too big a deal. There's no way. This is America, you know, and I just want to go out to the light show on the weekend. Well, that's fine. Go out to the light show, but don't pretend that you're a patriot and don't pretend that you know what you're talking about because you won't do your homework and you just listen to some news outlet that is lying to you.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, I wanted to give you a minute to close out here, tell people where they can find you, and tell them again, this is Jason with Wimkin. He is the creator and founder of Wimkin, the free speech social media platform.
Very good. Well, we're getting pretty close, close to time, so we appreciate you coming on the show, and maybe we can have you back another day, Jason.
Yeah, thank you guys again so much. Keep up the good fight.
All right. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate it.
Never going to give up. We need to. I guess
we're
there. We're there.
That's it.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.